Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Summarizing the wife's responsibilities to her husband in 1 Peter 3:1 through 6, we can say that her first responsibility is to voluntarily submit herself to the authority of her husband, and secondly, work on developing a gentle and quiet spirit. Inward beauty is more important than outward beauty. The husband has two responsibilities as well. His first one is to live with his wife in an understanding way, and the second one is to honor his wife. And this is the way Peter puts it in 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. And so both are to submit to Christ's commands. The wife is to submit herself to the responsibility to submit to her husband. The husband's responsibility in submitting to God is to submit himself to the marriage relationship as designed by God, to submit to the role of the husband as defined by God, and to submit to the needs of his wife also as defined by God. The submission that makes wives meek and quiet makes husbands kind and attentive. Do you hear me, husbands? Do you hear me, wives? Do you hear what I'm saying? The inward beauty that commends a wife to God and to others is the meek and the quiet spirit. The inward handsomeness, if I could use that term, that makes the husband attractive to God and to others is that quality that makes him kind toward his wife and attentive toward the needs of his wife. Sounds very much like Paul's requirement in Ephesians chapter 5 that husbands love their wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So the husband's duties are to, number one, live with his wife in a knowledgeable way, and number two, to give to her the honor that is appropriate in her situation that is appropriate to wives. But first of all, knowledgeable cohabitation. Live with your wives. Husbands, likewise, dwell, or live with them with understanding. Now, the first thing to recognize is that it's the responsibility of the husband to live with your wife. We'll get to the understanding in a moment, but it begins by living with your wife. You are to live with her. You are to develop a relationship of companionship with her. You are to learn how to live together in harmony. You are to live with your wife. The way that some couples manage to stay married is by being separate as much as possible. She goes her way, he goes his. It's two people married and living under the same roof, but having basically two entirely separate lives. They're really not doing things together. They're not sharing their lives together. They're not really living together. But the first responsibility of the husband is live with your wife. That, of course, presupposes that you're going to live together in the, at the same address. But it's more than that. But it starts there. If I'm talking to a husband who is not living at the same address with your wife, then you are not fulfilling your responsibilities to your wife. Husbands, live with your wives. People have strange ideas at times. Sometimes you'll find someone who has such a strong commitment to the ideal of marriage being till death do us part. In other words, a strong, strong prohibition toward divorce. That, when they have difficulties with their marriage, rather than doing anything that might bring about divorce, they just live separately but don't divorce. Is that a God-honoring solution? No. Because the first requirement of marriage is to live together. Live with your wives. Marriage, as much as anything, is a commitment to companionship. That's really what it is. Take it right back to the beginning. God said after he created Adam in the Garden of Eden, it is not good that man should what? Live alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. In other words, a companion. It is not good that man should live alone. I'm going to make a companion for him, someone that will help him. There are a lot of things implied in that term, a companion suitable for him, but one thing is that this is someone who's going to share his life. That's what marriage is. It is two people, a husband and a wife, a man and a woman, who come together in the relationship of marriage to share their lives together. And you can't have a good marriage if you're not sharing your lives. You can't have a good marriage if you're not living together. You can't have a good marriage if you are only technically living at the same address, but still not really developing companionship and living together. That's not a good marriage. I'm trying to decide whether I want to illustrate this with a famous person from history, but I think I will, even knowing that it may upset some of my listeners. But many of you are familiar with the life and ministry of John Wesley, at least to some degree. And I want to say, first of all, that there are many things about Wesley that mark him out as a very godly man who loved the Lord and had a zeal for the cause of Christ. And there are many, many good things. He certainly had some great administrative gifts and so forth. But he really failed in this area of marriage. For many, many years, he did not marry. He was a single man, a bachelor, and he carried out pretty much an itinerant ministry. He just traveled from place to place on horseback, preaching and organizing societies, as he called them. He never would call them churches because he never separated from the Church of England. He considered himself a good Anglican all of his life, but he also recognized that there was a great dearth of the gospel in the Anglican Church, and that needed to be remedied, and so he went about preaching the gospel, and his people were saved. He organized them into societies, and he saw these societies as being a subset of the church. And as far as he was concerned, it was a vital part of the church where some real life existed in churches that were, in many cases, largely dead. Well, he finally married. If I recall, it's been a long time since I read a biography of Wesley, though I did do that some, I'm trying to think how many years ago now. But as I recall, he married a widow, but he just basically married her, set her up in his home, provided a house for her and whatever was needed for her to set up housekeeping and to be fed and clothed and taken care of, and then right off he went, continuing his itinerant ministry, being gone for extended periods of time. He hardly ever was home. That's the way he did it when he was single No problem there. That's the way he did it after he was married. That's a problem. Because as we see, in God's design, the essence of marriage is companionship. The first responsibility of husbands is to live with your wives with understanding, and the first part of living with your wife with understanding is living with your wife. You can't possibly hope to understand your wife, to live with her in an understanding way, if you aren't first living with your wife. It's going to take a heap of living to come to understand your wife to any significant degree at all. You may feel like you'll never fully understand your wife, and truth be told, you may never fully understand your wife, but you will never even begin to understand your wife until you live with her and endeavor to be a companion to her. And of course, she needs to endeavor to be a companion to you. It works both ways. But you live together. You meld your lives together. You work very diligently at joining your lives. You've got to talk together. You've got to learn to talk things out. You've got to, as Christians, you've got to read God's Word together and pray together. You've got to talk about God's Word together. You've got to talk about your concerns, your needs together. You need to let your wife tell you what she's thinking and how she's feeling and what her concerns are. You've got to listen to her and respond to that and ask questions. And likewise, you need to talk. You can't be the strong, silent type that's not willing to talk to your wife. You've got to talk to her and help her to understand what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what your desires are. And there needs to be a constant and really never-ending effort to be companions. That doesn't mean that you have to do everything, absolutely everything together. But it means that your lives are intertwined and are conducted together. It doesn't mean that you can never have a social activity that just involves some of your male friends. Nothing wrong with that occasionally, a sports activity or whatever, camping activity, whatever it is that you might enjoy, any more than there's anything wrong with your wife doing the same thing with some of her girlfriends. And I say that because I know some men who don't permit that for their wives. And I think you are being very, very foolish, if not sinful, in that regard. And likewise, wives who don't want their husbands to do anything like that. And again, I think you're being very foolish. Nothing wrong with that. But if that's what you're doing all the time, there is something wrong with that. So many of the things we do that are wrong are often things that are legitimate, just taken to an extreme until they dominate, until they take over, until there's an imbalance. Nothing wrong with having female friends, but if your female friends become more important than your husband, then you've got a problem. Nothing wrong with having male friends, but if your male friends become more important than your wife, if you'd rather spend time with them than with your wife, if you're always cultivating companionship with them and not with your wife, then you've got a problem. Your first responsibility, husband, is to dwell with your wife. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.